On the show today, we have TrueCar's very own Nick Woolard and ALG's Alan Nanasingham talking about the TrueCar sales forecast, the future of car buying, and how it all affects credit unions. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have TrueCar's very own Nick Woolard. Nick, how are you doing there right next to me?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for asking. And then right below us here is Alan, ALG's Alan Nanasingham. Alan, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. Anytime, guys. Hey, we're talking about something super timely here. The future of car buying, how it affects credit unions, sales forecast, the whole nine yards we're talking here, because the auto industry, when the pandemic first happened, there was a big scare in the auto industry. They thought things were going to just fall through, you know, they were just going to drop through the floor here. But recently, things have been kind of looking up. So, but you guys have a few stats that things are, they're not so cheery right now. So I'm going to throw out a few numbers here. Project total news, you guys are projecting total new vehicle sales down 12% from this time a year ago. And then expecting U.S. retail deliveries of new cars and light trucks decreasing 6% from a year ago. So Nick, I'm going to start with you. What do these numbers tell us? What are some takeaways here from these numbers?
So I wouldn't say those are all doom and gloom. If you go back to the early days of the pandemic, March and April, basically the floor dropped out of everything. At the worst, we were down about 40 to 50% on an adjusted sales basis. For September, you never want to be wrong with a forecast, but at least we were wrong. The industry outperformed in September versus those numbers you just quoted. So that's a great story for the industry. Things have been coming back faster than we would have maybe initially anticipated. But the month actually ended up on an adjusted retail basis versus last year. And so it's kind of tricky. September's a little bit of a strange month this year. We had two extra selling days, and Labor Day moved back into September versus it was in August last year. So it's a weird compare, but I think all things being equal, it came out above expectations, and it was a very strong month, and it shows consumers still very much are willing to seek out and purchase new vehicles.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Auto sales, I mean, they've come roaring back. I didn't mean to paint a doom and gloom picture here, because what I was going to get to is that it's really come roaring back since May, June, and July. So, and Alan, so is it anything surprise you with this type of stuff? Because I mean, again, people, there's all this uncertainty out there, but people are buying cars. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's great. Especially especially used cars are really selling like hotcakes these days. So what surprises you from these numbers?
You know, it's not a great deal that's surprising, but what I think really we look at is how unique this particular downturn, if you categorize it as such, really played out. Generally, when you have a downturn, it's a depression of demand that creates vehicles literally stacking up on the lots. But what we saw in the pandemic was a suppression of demand, naturally, because people were locked up on lockdown, but also a suppression in supply because factories shut down, used vehicles that would have normally come back to the used car supply population stayed out. You had leasing companies telling customers, hey, don't bring the car back yet. We're still figuring out what we need to do and how we're going to handle situations. So when things started to loosen up, one of the factors that really drove the heat of the market that we saw through the summer months was consumers who finally came out. They had delayed their purchase because they had to.
Yeah.
They came back to the market and the supply wasn't there. And you had dealers all over the country saying, I can't get enough cars, new or used, to satisfy the demand. So when you look at what's happening here at the end of the summer and into the fall months, some of that is starting to loosen up. Factories are back up to speed, and some of those vehicles are coming back into the used market. You're starting to see the early indications of some reversion to the mean or some softness in used car values as that supply is starting to pick back up. But when you look at it through that lens, what we saw this summer can really be empirically explained by all the factors that were at play.
It almost seems like the housing market and the auto market, they all seem to be going hand in hand here, because the housing market experienced the same thing. And then oh my gosh, you know, the housing market is booming as well, especially because of the interest rates are so low right now. So what does, I mean, Nick, I'm going to go back to you on this one. What does this mean for a financial institution or a credit union in this case with these numbers? What can a credit union do to kind of take advantage of this, I guess, right now?
Yeah, I think Alan was kind of hitting at it a little bit. I mean, this impact, it's essentially an exogenous shock. And so the demand is there. The economy is being hurt by the pandemic. But, one day that will hopefully come to an end. And when that does, hopefully the economy will go back to normal.
Right.
But, some of that removal of supply is the reason why we've seen prices go up. So as prices go up, you might see loan amounts go up. But the other side is it's still a recession. And so, the credit impacts and credit scoring, that's something else that could be moving right now as well.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And Alan, so can you share the differences between new car and used car sales as well as, the price increases and things like that?
Well, we've seen a great deal of increase in transaction prices that really are a product of the factors that Nick and I are both talking about that have driven higher demand into an environment where supply was lower. And that, is certainly a direct parallel to the housing industry, like you were talking about, that those factors tend to impact mm-hmm. prices paid. But one of the things that I wanted to harp on that Nick just talked about that I think is really important for our partners in the credit union space is a lot of what we've learned about consumer attitudes toward the car buying process that have been kind of emphasized by the pandemic. We knew that consumers were increasingly wanting to interact in a virtual way with all of their options as they go through the shopping process. We continue to see evidence of that being kind of one of the lasting impacts of the pandemic. And one message I want to make sure we convey to our partners in the credit union space is to be ready to interact with consumers where they are and how they want to interact as part of the loan seeking process.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the touchless car buying experience or a lot more car deliveries, that type of something you would see, from other companies and things like that. I've seen a lot of that. And so do you think a lot of this is going to stick in a kind of a post-pandemic world, Nick? Do you think these types of processes?
I think it will. I think a lot of the evidence we see shows that consumers have really always wanted this or for a long time wanted this type of a transaction to be able to do more online, do more things up front.
Yeah.
This has really forced the hand of a lot of dealers to move that timeline up. And now that it's up, I think consumers are going to expect it, be used to it, and continue to demand it.
Yeah. Are we going to someday walk onto a car lot and kind of wave your hand and say, that's the car I want? Or even go online and just go, I like that car. Click a button and then, it shows up, a couple of days later, that type of thing. Is that what we're going to see here, Alan, do you think?
I think we're already starting to see some of that happen.
Yeah.
And the initial impression that consumers have, and we've all experienced it, there are lots of people who in the last 6 months have had groceries delivered to their house for the very first time.
Or they've
ordered food and had it shown up. Or, we've already been knee deep in Amazon. We all experience that part of it. And I think what consumers are starting to realize is, hey, that was really easy, and it was a lot simpler than I thought it was going to be. I wonder how many other aspects of my life I can at least initiate in an online or a virtual way. Mm-hmm. I think there will still be people who want to come down to a dealership and sure. look over a car before they agree to drive it off the lot. But what Nick is pointing out, and we're seeing in the numbers, is that more and more consumers are increasingly comfortable with an entirely virtual process. We put a survey in the field a number of weeks ago that showed us that almost half of new car buyers are willing to buy a car sight unseen, to go through the whole process and then just pick it up at the end. So there's a lot of leading indicators that tell us that as an industry, we need to be ready for that, and we need to anticipate those consumer needs.
No doubt. And I'm glad you brought up the whole Amazon and Instacart, DoorDash type thing, because that I saw stories early on are like, I think for like 2 or 3 months, I think I drove my car like maybe two or three times, you know, there was an old joke. Yeah. My car gets, 4 months to the gallon type of thing or something like that, or 4 weeks to the gallon, something like that. But so are people going to be driving as much now, do you think? Nick, I'm going to pose this one to you. So just because of what's happened, I think people are starting to get back to their regular driving habits a little bit, but based on the traffic that I'm seeing out here in San Diego, but do you think people can be driving as much now that there's all these deliveries and things like that? And do you think that'll have an effect on car sales?
There's definitely been a shift. I think a lot of the commuting style drive has slowed down a little bit, especially back in March and April. I think being in Los Angeles, it was really odd to see the roads were empty. But those quickly, traffic came back and it got backed up again, by May or so. I think one thing I've noticed, at least personally, is a lot of the commute style driving has gone away, but then the long road trips have really supplanted that mileage to where my vehicles are still getting the same miles that they were. I think at the broad scale, though, we are seeing a little bit of a contraction in the amount of driving, but I could see that, continuing. Americans love their cars. They really always have. And I could see that kind of reverting right back to where it was.
Yep. Yeah. We're on the road trip bandwagon for sure. So we're doing all those things. We may not be driving as much, but we're definitely doing the road trip stuff. All right, guys, anything else here to add to wrap up here? Any final messages to the financial institution, how it's going to affect them as well, Alan?
I would just reiterate that as consumers become more and more interested in exploring affordability upfront as part of the process of deciding which car they want to buy, lenders in particular, and I come from the lending industry, so it's something that's near and dear to my heart. Lenders need to be ready to answer those questions in an efficient way, in a virtual way, leveraging technology and data, because there's so many consumers that shop that way. And that's the first question that they may ask before they go down the road to a sale. So I would just reiterate that that's something really important to pay attention to.
Good stuff. All right. And Nick, I'll let you, any final words here?
I would just kind of reiterate some of the things I've been saying that, it's a very strong industry and we've seen things come back. It's been hit in the past and it always seems to return. And Americans love their cars. They love to drive. And September was a really good marker as far as sales go. And hopefully things continue to increase and improve from here.
Yep. I think you're right. For sure. And the thing that still kind of blows me away is what you said, Alan, is like, people are going to buy cars sight unseen. Really cool stuff down the line for sure. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. I know you guys have lots on your plate, so we appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
You are
welcome. Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.